Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Friday, July 12th, 2013. It is an amazing day because Friday is the end of the week and we have the opportunity to just kind of decompress from whatever we had to do during the week that caused us to run around and be so tense and stressed out. That's if you have to be tense and stressed out. But today, this Friday, which I thought would be excellent, is to have an amazing talent with us today. Now, there's some observations that I make as I do the different shows with the various artists and different people that come on the show as guests. And I always want to know what was in a name. Does your name really indicate who you are and who you are going to be? For example, my name is Aurelia, as many of you know, and my name means something golden, something real. Our guest today, her name is Yada, and her name means care and understand. Now, hold on for a minute and hold that thought, because there's another observation that I've also made as well. What I've been finding with most of the guests that have come on the show is they are very talented, and I see that there's a process here. The talent is discovered, and then they take it to God. And what they do is God blesses you with the talent and the ability, and they take it back to God. And what he does is he trains you on how to use it to give other people the blessing that he's just blessed you with. And then you go out and take it to the world. And it's really interesting because I keep seeing this same process over and over and over again. So now I'm going to have the opportunity to bring to you someone who is experiencing this process and who is blessing us. Please allow me to introduce to you Yada.
Hi, everyone. How are you today? I'm
feeling well, good. well.
Hope everyone's great.
Yes, indeed. Now, I chose that particular introduction because I was just looking at, you know, the information regarding your background and your name is extremely beautiful, first of all. And I mean, I love the fact that the meaning of it means care and understand. And I want to know, how does it make you feel to have a name like that, that has such a powerful meaning to it? Because not everyone knows what their name means.
Wow. It means a great big deal to me. It's several meanings. I mean, I never forget, my mom, my name came from my mom and my dad, along with their pastor, as I was a little girl, and it was going to be out of Yada or Jada. And my parents looked at the name and they said, this Yada is very unusual because there was a W in it. And it's actually a Hebrew name from a biblical name. And they said, we have to have this name because it means to know, to be known, and to care, and to love, and to act justly. And I thought it was amazing because all those things are me. As you can see, I'm getting known. I'm getting out there and making my face known to others and sharing the love that I have for music and showing people how much I care and how passionate that I am about my music. I absolutely am a caring person because the fact that I'm one of those people, as I grew up, I knew that there was something very different about me. The way others, I could see someone else treat someone, maybe not so kind, but it was different for me because those things really mattered to me because I always said to myself I wanted to treat others as I would want to be treated. And it takes, a lot of people don't understand how great that is in the music industry and how wonderful that plays along, a great attitude, a caring, a nice person. Not saying that you get ran over, but you just being the person that you are and being such a nice person opens so many doors for you. A lot more people would like to work with you because of the fact of how nice and how kind and how caring and how just being a good person. And I've seen that it's opened several doors for me, and it's made things so great for me, and I can't complain. And I'm so grateful and so blessed to have such a wonderful name.
That is amazing. And to also have the ability to have had your talent be discovered the way it has been is interesting as well, because your mother is musically inclined as well?
Yes. My mother is also is a singer. She's been singing for, oh my goodness, for 20 years. I watched her sing as I grew up. She's also a teacher. And my father, he's a sound engineer. So it worked out so well. I was born musically inclined. With my father's great ear for music, it gave me a great ear for music, so I can hear different notes and hear different sounds and things that I'm supposed to hear. And my mother's melodic voice, it just turned out so wonderful for me. I couldn't ask for anything greater than that.
Oh, that's excellent. And I know from experience that when a very talented singer has a child, usually they have the ability to sing as well, because when you're in the womb, all you hear are the sounds. And I'm sure she was singing while she was carrying you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yes, I'm sure. And so you have this beautiful talent and this beautiful gift, and you went to a Christian school, and you studied music there?
Yes. I went to a private Christian school. It was very musically inclined. I also took classical piano for 7 years. My parents made sure that whatever I wanted to be, that they put me toward the right direction. So when I said I wanted to be a singer and I wanted to learn notes and I wanted to be able to be musically inclined so that when it's time to step out there, I could be ready for it. They made sure everything was great for me, and they surrounded me around greatness so that when I grew up, I would know that that is exactly what I wanted to be. And it was such a wonderful experience, you know, being around people that, you know, you learn the notes, you're learning vocal techniques, you're learning how to speak, how to stand in front of others, and be yourself, no matter what's going on around you, to be yourself and not have to worry and stay grounded. And those things I was all taught with the surroundings and the greatness that my parents surrounded me with.
Oh, that's amazing. And also a great segue for you to get into the music industry. Now, when did you begin to be more exposed in the music industry?
Well, I would say within the last 7 years, I would say I began basically in R&B. I began to do 106 in Park. I've done several competitions. I started opening up for several artists, Rick Ross, 112, Mary J., oh, my goodness, Fantasia, just to name a few, Joe, Anthony Hamilton. So it's been a great ride. I have truly been blessed, I would say, because, you know, just to be able to do something that you really love and to share that passion and to be able to have the opportunity to be around people that share the same passion for music, sometimes it takes years to even be seen or to be around some of those people that you are musically influenced by. And I've been so blessed, and oh my goodness, I've been given such a great ability to be around such wonderful people that share the same love for music. It helped me grow every day.
That indeed in itself is just a special option and opportunity that you have created for yourself. And that's wonderful, and you're absolutely correct. We don't always get the opportunity to be around gifted, talented professionals who are who share, like you said, the same passion, the same zest and zeal for what it is that they do. And you have to have a certain kind of talent to be able to open for these people and work with them. So I want to give our listeners a little taste of what it is that you do that gives you the opportunity to be in these kinds of situations. And we're going to start off first. It's your song called End of the Road. So can you tell us a little bit about End of the Road and whether you wrote it and all the detailed information about it?
Sure, most definitely. End of the Road, which is absolutely was a fun experience working on that song. Just to let the listeners know, that song, The End of the Road, will be on iTunes July 16th. So if you like what you hear today, you can check it out on iTunes July 16th. But that song was so fun and such an absolutely, oh my goodness, it was a fun experience working on that song. I work along with Carmel Fritz, which is another writer out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Michael Snoddy, which is a producer. He's done several things with Puffy and several different artists. But it was really fun because End of the Road, with my music, I like to be able to touch everyone, you know, empower women and to help also men, because men go through things also. You know, sometimes we look at men as masculine beings, but they have situations also. But End of the Road basically talks about that point in your life where you feel like you don't want to really want to give up, but you know that there is a point in life where if things aren't working out, you got to let go, and you got to look forward to a bigger and brighter day. And, you know, this person in this situation is battling, you know, they keep thinking about all the love and all the good times they had with this person, but, you know, things died down, things didn't work out as much as they thought they would, and it's hurting them, and they're trying to figure out, this may be the end of the road, you know, this hurts, but it's been so many years, do I really have to let go? I guess I do. So this is the end of the road. And I thought it was so fabulous because anytime I'm working in music or if I'm singing or anything, I have to realize, you know, I have to put myself in that situation, understand, can I relate to this? Can I sit back and say, wow, gosh, have you been in a relationship? Or have you ever seen anybody that's been in a relationship where, you know, this is the end? Wow, you know, this is so painful. You put so much, many years into such a, dedicated to a relationship, and you find out, wow, this is over. Gosh, do I really want to do this? And, you know, you completely snap out and say, you know, yeah, this may be the end of the road, but, you know, there are greater things to come. So this could be the end of the road and a new beginning. So I thought this is really great, and I can't wait for everybody to check it out.
Okay, so everyone, we're going to play End of the Road for you by Yada.
The fact that
that is, I love it. I love it, okay? I love it. If you could see me over here, you'd see me dancing in the background.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, I love it. And I love the message the song is saying. And it just doesn't necessarily apply to a relationship, you know. It can apply to a situation that you've really poured your heart into and it's just not working anymore.
Right.
Yes, I'm sitting here going, this message just speaks to so many different aspects in our lives. And the fact that you sing it with such passion, and it's like you said, you try to see, you put yourself in the situation, you walk in the shoes of the song to get it a feel for how it would affect you. And you can tell by the way that you deliver the message.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, I'm one of those people that listen to lyrics and music and really try to get a feel for everything. I kind of jump into it a little bit, and I feel it. I feel it, and I understand, and I get it, and I like it.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. Thank you.
Yes. Now, there are the other questions that I would like to pose to you are in regards to you being in the a woman in the music industry. What is that like, and what are some of the hurdles and obstacles that you encounter?
Wow, that is a really good question. Being a woman in the industry can be exactly what you make it. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times, you know, sometimes we are looked at as feminine and sensitive beings, which we usually are, but it's the way we carry ourselves and the way we act, treat ourselves and show others that how we want to be treated is the way that we get respected in this industry. And a lot of times there can be hurdles, and because the fact that you have to compete with the fact that you are a woman. But when you stand strong and come as hard as you are and work hard, it's such a beautiful situation. A lot of times, you know, I've seen as being in the music industry as a woman, a lot of times you work a little harder. And my whole point of view on being a woman in the industry is to stay doing that, because it's not that's not a bad thing. You know, a lot of times it keeps us on our toes. You know, sometimes people look at it a bad way. Gosh, we're always going to have to do this. We're going to always have to do this because we're a woman, and this is how they're going to look at us. But that's a good thing, because it keeps us on our toes. When sometimes the other people might lay back, oh, this is, I got this. You can have it, but you can always learn every day. So being a woman in the industry, I take that every day with me, even when I feel like there's those tough days, and sometimes I can't, it gets a little struggle. It can be a little hard. I tell myself, okay, everything that is great is going to take hard work. And if it's being a woman, it's going to take extra hard work. Okay, so be it. At least I know I'll stay on my toes, and I'll always be out in the forefront, and I'll always do the best that I can. So those are some of the challenges that I've learned from being a woman in the industry. But I love it. It's the good, and you take the good with the bad. So it's a good thing.
Now, do you have any causes that you're passionate about?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Causes that you're passionate about.
Yes. There are breast cancer. And so it's an amazing story. I wrote a song called Pink and White. And Pink and White was a wonderful experience the way it came about. It basically talked about women standing strong together and to help with this fight. I've had several friends in the last years that passed from breast cancer, and it was very tough. And I actually had a friend, she was age 23, and that was one of the toughest times. I said, I never want to see it again. And as I saw that, I said, when I get the opportunity to fight and to help with this fight. I would do anything that is possible to help with this fight. And opportunity knocked, and I took it, and I wrote a song, and it was called Pink and White. And, oh, my goodness, it was so amazing writing that song, because as I was writing, it was giving me strength, and it was so positive. It helped not only those ones that are in the bed struggling and fighting the cause and fighting to survive with that struggle. It also helped those families, because a lot of times people forget that not only are the people in bed struggling, but the families that are surrounded that have to sit there and watch, and they fight the fight also. So it just gave them hope, because it doesn't always end in a bad thing. There are miracles, and there are positives, and there are great things that happen if you believe and you stick. And that song talked about that. Keep positive people around you. Stay strong. Keep fighting. This, as long as we keep fighting, there's a brighter day, and that fight, we can win this fight. And I was so excited to work with that, with this cause, and I love it, because it's very positive, and I know that I'm helping others.
Now, having had to deal with that, how has that changed you and your perception of life?
Wow, it changed a lot. You know that you live every day as if there is no tomorrow. You live every day happy. Don't live it in the negative. Don't live it in the past. Let the past be the past and live now. And it taught me so much to be happy, just to be very happy and to be very grateful about what you have, no matter what's surrounding you, no matter what's going around you. And so it also taught me to keep positive people around me. It let me know how much the power of hope and positive people are in your life, and how important it is to keep those people around you. And I take that in everything that I do with my team, everybody, every part of life. I take that in my team, my family. I'd say this is what I want around me, people that, there's a down day, okay, you have something to uplift me. You have something to say that you understand what I believe in. You're there to fight and to keep going and to keep those positive things going around me. And then you understand that you take life every day and just live and be happy. We understand that every day won't be sunshine and kicking and screaming and skipping, but you understand that as long as you're living that and you're breathing, there's another day, and you can live it.
That is, you're absolutely true, and I have had the experience of dealing. My mom, she passed away of cancer, and I understand what you mean and what you're saying. Once you see someone fight as hard as they fight, because they fight so hard, and you see that most of the times they have the most positive outlook, even in the most dire situations, it makes you really step back and look at yourself and look at your situation, your surroundings, and your own particular mindset, and say, well, if this person is fighting this battle, I don't have this battle, so what am I upset about? What reason do I have to be angry? I mean, look at them and look at me. I need to change how I think and how I look at things, because it just makes no sense if you look at it from that perspective. And you just got to be happy, because, as you said, we have so many blessings and so many amazing opportunities before us that we need to be grateful for. And it just makes no sense to walk around angry and upset all the time.
Right. I agree 100%.
Now, the other question I want to ask you, have you ever found yourself starstruck, and who would that person have been?
Oh, my goodness. Completely starstruck? No. But okay. There is someone that, you know, rest her soul, she is an amazing woman that day, if I could just walk and just stand right there in front of her, if she was still here, I would just pass out. And that was Whitney Houston.
Really?
Oh my goodness. She was one of the reasons that I really wanted to sing. And I didn't care anything about all the negative things that were said in the tabloids, because none of those things really mattered to me, because all I could see was who she is. And every time you heard Whitney Houston, you knew it was her. Oh, my goodness, every time she would sing, it was like chills would go down my spine. I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to meet this woman. And, you know, even still, with her music playing today, it lives on. It just to hear her sing, I Believe in You and Me, oh, my goodness, or, oh, my goodness, and I Will Always Love You. those songs are just, oh, just that was one of the people that would have completely just blew my mind just to stand in front of. So that's who I was thinking.
I can understand. She was an amazing talent, and there is no one like her, and there will be no one like her. And I could see that, and, you know, and from my understanding, she had just a great heart, a really big heart. So I can understand that. So there's no one else, that has ever had you a little nervous?
I've never, let me see. Oh, my gosh, let me think. I haven't met the right one yet.
Okay.
I would say that because they're the ones that will probably make a little nervous. I have yet to meet them. You know, I've always had the mind that, you know, I always tell myself, if you get in front of these people, do not act crazy. you see all those stories. I played in my head. I said, okay, if you get in front of these people, you take a deep breath and you just stand there and do not let them see it, even if you feel this way. You know, I love what Beyonce does. I will say that. Beyonce is an amazing artist. I love her work ethic. She works so hard. And to watch what she does, she will probably be one of the people that I would really love to see. That will probably, you know, make me feel a little... Yeah, to breathe a little second. But, you know, because I appreciate real music and great artists and artists that put a lot of extra hard work into what they do. And those people, they can put a little tingle in my bones.
Okay. Yes.
So I really enjoy that. That's probably one of the people that I would really. There are some male artists that I might have to take a deep breath, you know.
and who would they be?
Let me see. There was one that I met. That was Tank.
Okay.
It's just the love that I love his music. Jamie Foxx. Oh my goodness, Jamie Foxx. I've met Tank before, and I remember I took a deep breath.
Okay.
You know, like I said, you know, I played it off, and, you know, just to make, took a deep breath, okay, I love your music. You know, but that was a fun experience. I have, you know, there's a few that I still have yet to meet. Tyrese, yes. that I really enjoy their music. You know, I Usher. Oh my God, Robin Thicke. I love his music. And even Justin Timberlake. So
okay,
those are a few that would probably make my bones tingle just a little bit.
Okay. And it seems as if you've picked all the talents that the really talented artists that are unique in a lot of ways. So that's interesting to see the type of people that get to you. That's really interesting. Now, you said that the End of the World single is going to be available on the 17th, you said?
On the 16th of July.
The 16th of July. Now... Yeah. There's an album that's going to be coming out soon?
Yes, there's an EP. End of the Road is actually my single that follows my EP, which is called Perception Against Reality. Mm-hmm. And Perception Against Reality is an awesome EP, which you'll start seeing around soon, and that'll also be on iTunes. You'll be able to download that whole EP on iTunes. A lot of great music, worked with a lot of great producers. Oh, my goodness, Black Elvis, Harold Lilly, who has wrote several songs for Beyonce and Mariah, Usher, just to name a few, Fergie, Lady Gaga. So I've worked with some really, really great producers that have helped me push out that love that I have for music, and you'll be able to hear it on that EP. Following that a little later will be my album. So it's so much to, oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I can't wait to share all those things with you. They can keep in touch with me on my website. That's www.yadamusic.com. Again, that's www.yadamusic.com. Everything's linked together. Twitter /Yada3, Facebook /Yada Music, YouTube /Yada Music, and Instagram /Yada Music. It's such a wonderful experience. I can't wait to hear from you all. They get to see all the updates. I'll actually be shooting a video in a couple of weeks for my single, The End of the Road. So, and I'll be also going out and do some promo in New York in August. So it's a lot of things going on that are very excited for Team Yada and for all you, all of my wonderful supporters and friends and everyone out there that's listening to me right now. Check me out, and I really love to hear what you think about my music.
Oh, great, great. And we will definitely keep our ears open and our eyes looking out to see what's going on and stuff. And I can't wait to see the video because I want to see how it's translated into a visual effect. So that should be really interesting as well.
Going to be exciting. Very, very, very exciting.
Yes. And I'm sure you are indeed truly excited because this is an amazing time for you too.
Yes.
And that's great. That is great. Let's see. Other than that, do you have any other aspirations to go into, like, acting or anything, or are you just going to stick with the music for now?
Most definitely. I am every woman. Oh, my gosh. And the reason I say that, I believe in doing everything that it is possible that you feel that you want to do and achieve in life. Don't hold yourself back. If there are greater things or there are more things that you would like to do, pace yourself, but do it. Don't have any regrets. And acting is definitely one of them. I did several as I was growing up. I did plays and different things like that, and it was so exciting because my friends used to say, OMG, this girl is going to be an actor. How does she make that tear come out on stage like that? Where was her mind? I mean, it just came out. But, it, you know, I, like I said, you know, I treat everything as if I'm in that moment. And, you know, acting is one of the things that I want to do, you know, and branding myself as an artist all around, commercials, movies. So I'm definitely want to get into everything, having my own brand. What am I fetish? I love lip gloss and fashion.
Okay.
Lip gloss and fashion. Oh, goodness. I am one of those people that I would literally go into every store and buy lip gloss. So I said, one day I'm going to have my own lip gloss, Brian, because, oh, my goodness, it's either going to make me or break me. And I'm looking toward the future, so that's going to make me. So it's okay. Amazing because I literally will go in there. I mean, I go for MAC, I go for Bobbi Brown, all the brands, and I will go and buy every lipstick. I see one of my homegirls, and I say, and they're talking to me, and I'm just looking at the gloss in their lips. I'm like, oh, God, where'd you get that lip gloss from? They're like, okay, this girl has really have a fetish. Now, I would definitely go get that lip gloss as soon as I finish talking.
Oh, my.
And so that's one of my things, and shoes. I love shoes and accessories. Like, if I didn't have anything, shoes and accessories, I would literally rock a bad pair of shoes. If you see me with a plain dress, I can have on a simple dress, but my shoes are going to be banging. I mean, literally, just like, they're there. You're going to see those shoes. I mean,
now
you know,
talking.
As a
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
was just saying that you're talking up my alley now. Shoes, I'm a fanatic.
Right. Yeah, because you know as an artist, you know, oh, my goodness, standing on stage, if you don't have the right pair of shoes, you have to have the most comfortable, baddest shoes ever when you're on the stage. Comfortable, most important, because you're up there, say, for an hour, 30 minutes, you want to just speak. Your feet to feel really good. So if they feel good and look good, that's a perfect combination. I guarantee you, I have to have on a piece of hand jewelry. I would literally, see, I have the microphone in my hand. I would literally look at my hand several times.
Okay.
I piece of hair. It's just one of those things, you know, it's fun. It's something to keep me going. It's just my little way of my little hobby, you know, something that I like to have, you know, shoes and my lip gloss and my accessories. So that's a little bit about Yada.
That says a lot because you said that you can wear a plain dress, but you like to accessorize it really nicely. So that speaks volumes because you have a beautiful gift and talent, and you dress it up with all of the different songs that you sing. So it's all in the same place, you know?
Right, right. And I'm very passionate about that. Another thing I want to tell everybody, I do appreciate all of my followers and all my fans. Everybody for hitting me up every day. I am literally on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube every day, just paying attention and watching what everyone has to say because I really love my supporters and my fans, and I really appreciate them taking the time to even go out every day. I mean, there's several sites you can go to every day, but for someone to actually take the time and literally go on there and check out your music and show you that they appreciate love that you have for music, that means a lot to me. So I really do appreciate my supporters, and I hope that you all go out and check out my single on iTunes July 16th, and my EP, Perception Against Reality. I can't wait.
We can't wait either, and I will definitely be one of the ones who will be checking it out. So don't have to worry,
sure.
And I will remind my listeners as well so that they will know when it comes out that they can go out there and listen and get some really good music in their ears and enjoy themselves.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no. I just want to thank you for this opportunity. It was a pleasure thanking you for having me and to be able to be on your show. I really appreciate that and be able to share with the listeners the love that I have for my music. I really appreciate you guys for that.
Oh, we thank you because this is just an amazing opportunity for us because there are so many wonderful, talented people out there, and we just want to just make sure that we let people know that they're out there and what they're doing and how they're doing it, and we like to let the listeners get a little taste of who you really are, and that's the fun part about it because oftentimes what you see on TV or in a magazine, it's not who they truly are. And this is just an amazing platform for all of you, the guests that I have to come in and just let us chat and get to know you and see the softer side of you.
Yes, yes. I really appreciate that. I am such a fun person. I love people. I am a character when people are around. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is a fun opportunity. I love sharing with laughter and having a good time and just living life every day, you know, and anytime there's someone around that wants to share that same love of music and living life and just enjoying every day and taking it as it is, it's fun and it's exciting to me. And, you know, like I said before, you know, I appreciate everybody just taking their time to even every day to even share, you know, share with me their lives and just to say hello on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, however they want to speak to me. I really appreciate that.
Cool. Well, we are grateful that you're open. And that, for us, is the gift that we like to receive. So it's just amazing. Now, I wanted also to take the opportunity to thank Juanita for this opportunity as well. She is just been an amazing person, and she's been good to me, and I know that many of the opportunities I've had were due to her ability to allow me to step in and get to know each and every artist. So I wanted to thank her. I wanted to truly thank her. And
thank you.
Yes. So I'm going to, you know, we're going to close the show, but before we close the show, I would like to know if you have any words of encouragement for young ones coming up who may be thinking about getting in the industry or are in the industry wondering what they should do.
Okay, definitely. I would like to tell them if this is something that you truly and you know that this is something that you really want to do and you're passionate about it, go for it. But go for it 100% and nothing less. No one is going to work harder than you. And you could be whatever you want to be. I know you hear a lot of people say that, but it really is true. As long as you take the time and you're passionate about it and you go out and you go for it and do it, because there are going to be days that some people are going to be tired and they're not going to want to fight and they're not going to be able to push you. But you're going to have to encourage yourself and you're going to have to push yourself and say, this is what I really want. And this is where I'm going to be, and I'm going to do it, and I'm doing it now. And take those steps. Don't sit around and say, I'm going to do it, and it's just going to happen, and I'm going to sit there because I see this on TV and the rap videos, and I see this in the music videos or however, whatever you see, you could do it. Sometimes it's not always easy, but with perseverance and staying strong and consistency, you can do anything that you want to do and be anything that you want to be. I don't care where you are and who's around you, and if someone else tells you anything different, it's not true, because you can. So go for it. But remember, I said go for it 100%, and no one's going to work harder than you, so do it.
Oh, those are excellent parting words, and I will take that to heart as well. And I thank you for that. And normally I have this amazing thing that I say at the end, but I think that you've said it all. And there's no need for me to say much more other than I want to thank my listeners for their continued support and follow your dreams no matter what they are. And don't let anyone tell you anything different. And that is according to Yada, who is out there making hers happen. So she's doing it, and she's showing you that you can do it too. And for that, we're grateful and we thank her. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your time, your talent, and your wonderful insight. So to each and everyone, have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.